Hey y'all, Stanley Ray, aka God's Idiot Abroad, coming to you from Malawi, Africa. Before we get started with today's show, I wanted to ask you, have you visited Full Quiver Farms down in Kemp, Texas yet? If you live in Central or Southwest Texas, you can find their fine products like fresh meats, creamy delicious cheeses and spreads, milk and other dairy products at Whole Foods, co-ops, or fine food and snack stores near you. Tell your favorite store to stock them if they ain't got the message yet. Or just stop by their place in Kemp, Texas. Mike, Debbie, and the family would be glad to see you. For all you far out folks, don't worry. You don't have to actually get in your car if you don't live in Texas. If you can't visit, you can check them out online at FullQuiverFarmsTX.com. That's FullQuiverFarmsTX.com. Cheers, mates, and welcome to God's Idiot Abroad, Thoughtful Thursday. This is Stanley Ray coming to you, as always, from Malawi, Africa. For this series, we're going to dive right into our minds, right? Our minds, what drives our thoughts, it's the birthplace, it's where they come from. So we're going to talk about our thoughts, some of our feelings, some of them be provocative. We're going to go into politics. We're going to go into spiritual places. We're going to go into social places. We're really going to dig deep into our thoughts and our feelings for this series. So I hope you tune in. We're going to have some special guests. We're going to have some fun. We're going to get a little controversial, I am sure. We can't talk about our thoughts without being controversial. But we really want to go there. We really want to help some folks out. So enjoy this series, put it in your subscription list, and listen to us every Thursday for God's Idiot Abroad, Thoughtful Thursday. Hello, my beautiful friends and family, miracle makers, folks back in the States, back in Arkansas, family all around, and friends all around the world. This is Stanley Ray, aka God's Idiot Abroad. I'm kind of doing a twofer here, if you will, because I'm going to put this on my podcast, God's Idiot Abroad, for the Thoughtful Thursday episode, because today's Thursday. It's also Mother's Day here in lovely Malawi, Africa. And so shout out to all the mums, whether you are a chosen mom or whether you chose to be a mom, just a shout out. Like, everybody knows how much I love Anita Miracle, Anita Hampton, Mama Hampton. She's my favorite mom, like my only natural mom, but I have a lot of chosen moms who've helped me get straight, get back on the path whenever I was screwing up, or tried. Like, they really tried. Like, all my mamas tried. Like, there's a song, I do believe it's Waylon Jennings, that is Mama Tried, and all my mamas tried. All of us Springdale guys, and a lot of people around the world, but I think especially us Springdale guys. There's something in the water there that makes all the guys from there just a little crazy in our younger years, and some of that lasts into an older age, but all those mamas, all the Springdale mamas tried. And so just a shout out to moms all around the world, even though it's Mom's Day in Malawi. I think maybe even the UK, like on this side of the world, it's a little different than the States, I guess. But anyway, just a shout out. Like, you can't say enough about moms, ever. Like, every day could be Mom's Day. And then like 5-6 days could be maybe Dad's Day. Sorry, fellas. I'll feel different whenever I'm a dad. More on that later. But I really wanted to do this, and one of the reasons I'm doing a twofer, the video, the show is not about moms, but I learned a lesson last night, deep lesson, and it's something that has touched me before, but never to the level that I learned last night. So I was blessed to be invited to fellowship and a supper. The food here is fantastic, and so I always go to supper. Like, if I'm going to a Malawian's house, like, let's go, because the food's great. And so we also had fellowship. I have a friend named Bruce who is from Louisiana in the States, and he is over here. He's done work for years over here. He has married a Malawian woman. They live in the States. They have children that are Malawian, and he has also basically adopted some of the kids, the young people out in Zaleka refugee camp here in Malawi. It's just outside of Lilongwe by about 45 minutes. And so I was invited by Bruce and also the Cameroon Malawian pastor that is mentoring and discipling Bruce, beautiful spirit named Matthew, to dinner, to supper at their house and fellowship. And so a couple of the young men, three actually of the young men that Bruce and Matthew are working with, two are from Zaleka. They're Congolese. They're from the Congo. One from East and one from South Congo. Anyway, they were there. And so we were sharing stories and doing introductions. And the Chimwemwe, like the local Malawian guy who was also there, young man, shared his story. And he had such a beautiful and fantastic and tragic story, like what he was talking about. And so he talked probably for about 30 minutes, just really sharing some intimate details of growing up and, you know, abuse and struggle with the church and, you know, a struggle in an early marriage, you know, kind of a community arranged marriage. And so I won't go into all of his story, but that was part of his story. And so he went first. And I mean, it really touched me, like it moved me. And so they chose me to go next. And so, you know, I told my painful story, you know, coming from America and having a good job for 24 years and, you know, really growing up, like mom and dad, even though they got divorced, they got remarried. We had, you know, I got to count five brothers and sisters. And so, you know, like we all get along pretty much. We don't talk as much as I want to, but that's okay. Like it happens. And then my career, and so like the painful part of my story is obviously, you know, like I've been through a divorce. I don't have children. And then I became a missionary, and like the painful part of Stan's testimony. I mean, there's some stuff in there. Like I didn't talk about a couple of things. But because they're not painful, even though they happened to me, right? That's Pete. That's Africa Pete for everybody who don't know. But anyway, like they're not painful to me. Like they happen. Like I'll tell you right now. Like I was abused as a kid, in the small town that I grew up in, and until now, like this is the first time I'm even talking about it publicly. But maybe 10 people, I think, in the whole world, as far as I know, knew about that. But, like, I don't think, it doesn't weigh on my shoulders. I don't harbor ill will. And so it doesn't ever come up in my testimony as anything that affected my life. Now, if I went to see a counselor, we may pull some stuff out. But, you know, I haven't. And I don't feel like that's... I really just don't have that as a weight, you know, on my shoulders. Like I've really lived a blessed life. And so anyway, I'm telling my story and, you know, I tell them like, hey, you know, gosh, like, you know, I tell them about the decision to leave a good job and the decision to sell a house, you know, four bedroom, four bath, 3,000 square feet almost. Pool. I mean, if you've been over to my house back in Arkansas, my old house, then you know, like it was pretty blessed. Like it was bad A. And so, you know, like giving that up and moving into a one bedroom apartment. I've talked about that before and how shameful it was the way I kind of treated that. But, you know, like I get done with my story and everybody's like, wow, like you gave up that much money. You gave up all those things. The point is I had them. And so these two young men from Congo, they were next. And the lesson I learned, to get back to my opening statement, lessons learned, on Thoughtful Thursday. This idiot, that's why I call myself an idiot. So I go through my story and I'm like, yeah, that's my testimony, man. Like, you know, gave it all up, coming over here, you know, trying to serve God as best I can and trying to change lives and you know, use that privilege for bringing other people up, you know, which isn't a bad thing. Like, there's no shame in that. But there is a paradigm shift that happens when you compare your story, like my story, with two refugees from the Congo who talk about watching their family get hatcheted up, macheted up, ponga knived up in front of them because of tribal friction. Not necessarily because of revolution and not necessarily because of, you know, war and terror, other than the terror that was going on in their village. And so as children, both of these young men who are from different parts of the Congo, just because of tribal factions there, watched or saw their families get murdered. And they had to walk for weeks, like, just to get to civilization and just to get kicked from one village to another, kicked from one country to another. Like, no resources, no food or water. And it didn't take me long to feel pretty dang stupid. And the weight of, and I know privilege is like a buzzword, but the weight of that privilege, I don't call it white privilege. There are plenty of people from a lot of different backgrounds and races and ethnicities who are certainly privileged, more privileged than these two guys, I can guarantee you. And so the weight of that privilege, and even though, like, people will think my testimony and my story are pretty deep and pretty crazy, you know, I still get some of those comments. People couldn't do that. You know, they couldn't give up everything and do what I did. Imagine doing what these two young men did with their sisters and one of the babies who's, you know, like 2 or 3 at the time. And these guys are 9 to 12 years old when they have to leave and go on a journey walking about Africa in the jungles, in the bush, you know, across the plains. Like, it's old time story. And these guys are 20 years old, 22 and 23, I think. They were born when I graduated, I can tell you that. So I don't even want to say that, might be close to 30. And so the point is, like, what a lesson learned for all of us. And there are a lot of people struggling in the world today. There are a lot of people, my friends, who are you know, like, they can't give because they're wondering, they can't give to the mission because they're wondering if they can pay rent. They can't, or how they're going to feed their kids. And like, those decisions are really coming, they're bubbling up, not just from, like, the regular, you know, the what we call normal poverty levels. Like, they're reaching into the middle class now, and it's a shock for a lot of people. And I certainly get that. I had another great conversation yesterday with somebody I just love to death. And, you know, she told me about some things that some people are going through. And it does bring it home, you know, that there's a lot of pain in the world. But the lesson I learned last night is our pain is certainly, while it can be our truth, it may not be the world truth. We, a lot of us, maybe only a few people who will listen to this or see it, have watched their parents, your mom is pregnant, get stabbed in the stomach and mutilated, right? Or you found a corpse outside that was in pieces and you're a kid and you gotta wonder, now what? And the people that just did it are still there and they told you, you need to leave. Like, your mixed blood is not welcome here. That's racism, right? That is nasty evil. And even as we fight and even as we, you know, say this life matters or these people matter, and until this matters, nothing matters. Till you know, even as we have that extremism, I want you to think, and I hope this story touches people and people soften up a bit. Like, God's going to bring us through this, all of us, if we believe in Him and we're doing things the right way and making good decisions. God's going to bring us through all of this. Gotta have faith. You gotta know that your place on earth and your things on earth are always temporary. They really, really are. One of the freest days I've ever had is when I sold everything and left. Like, I didn't have, there's a line in Fight Club. Yeah, I'm gonna quote Fight Club. That said, you know, Tyler Durden, Brad Pitt says, the things that we own end up owning us. And it's true. Like, it's 100% true. And so, as everybody adjusts to their new reality and you think about your story and, like, what's going on in your present day and what's going on in your truth, like, remember these two young men and then multiply that. There are 45,000 refugees out in Zaleka, just in one camp in Malawi, a camp that was built for maybe 20,000. There are 45,000 people living on top of each other out there through COVID, through poverty, through the global food shortage that is happening now, by the way, through the money drying up. Like, some of you have messaged and said, hey, Stan, I know I promised I'd give, but I can't give. Like, imagine that on a, like, that's just us talking. Imagine that on a global scale. And that's what's happening. That's what's going to happen. And so, keep tight to your reality, and I just ask you to keep prayers and keep a heart for those who wish they still had your reality. It's like the one-bedroom apartment video I made. You know, I made a video when I moved from a 3,000 or 2,700 square foot house to a one-bedroom apartment where it felt like I could touch the walls. And, you know, I said this last time, but in my last update, but I was ashamed when I watched that again a few months later, knowing that people here they pray for a shelter like that. There are people in America who pray for a shelter like that. And I guarantee you this week, there'll be more people praying for a shelter like that versus being homeless. And so I just ask that we step back, take a mountaintop view in of our reality, trust in God. Like, if you are not on your knees praying to God and trying to live that godly life, more godly, like, progress, not perfection. I still sin, but I promise you I sin less. And I still sin, but every time I do, like, I just run to God and say, man, like, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I got mad. I can't believe I did this. Like, please forgive me. Help me get better. And I used to not even care. And so that's better. That's progress, not perfection. And I think that's what the Bible asks, and that's what Jesus asks. And it should be what anybody pursuing discipleship in Jesus should ask. And so, that was my lesson learned last night, my paradigm shift of my great sacrificial story got set right by two beautiful young men who speak great English, extremely intelligent, like, just beautiful people that the earth needs more of from the Congo. And I'm glad they survived, and I'm excited to work with them further. But just look at your reality. And evaluate it. Stay close to God and keep faith. Surround yourself with really great people. And like, I'll say this, I'll leave you with this, that there's even stories in the Bible, like the widow who didn't have anything, didn't have but one coin, a couple of pences, and gave. And she was blessed forever in heaven. And so, in these times, if you don't have money, donate time to a soup kitchen. Donate time to the homeless, the people who have less than you, the refugees that are coming, people that are being abused, people that are going through addiction. Everybody No matter how much time you think you don't have, you have time. You can make time for these people, and I promise you, whether it's my mission or whether it's a local mission, no matter what it is, when you make available your resources, whatever they are, you will feel better, your weight will be lifted off of you, and you will be closer to God. And that's really the goal. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching. If you're able to watch the video, this is Stanley Ray on God's Idiot Abroad, Thoughtful Thursday, season number 2, episode number 1. God bless. As always, stay safe, stay well, and take care of each other. Hi, guys. Stanley Ray. I hope you enjoyed a Thoughtful Thursday. Join us every Thursday. We'll have a released episode that will be pretty deep, just like that. It's geared to make us think. We couldn't call it Thoughtful Thursday and not make us think, right? So I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you share it. I hope you subscribe. We may not always agree on things. We may not see things exactly eye to eye, but I think we can always be friends and hopefully always have a good adult discussion about our differences and the way that our Creator made us. So those are the things we're going to talk about on Thoughtful Thursday. Join us again next week. Thanks for stopping by. As always, stay safe, stay well, and take care of each other.